Mr. Foster, in the light of current events surrounding Brexit, will there be a future breakup of the United Kingdom?
I think it's about broken up as it will ever be broken up at the present time, for there's utter confusion. Scotland, the ruling political party there, hates London. The Welsh are getting ready to demand independence, so you can see the fractures appearing. I remember years ago saying, Protestantism united these islands. The demise of Protestantism will see the fracturing and the disintegration of these islands. But to come directly to the question, I'd like to read verses that have already been mentioned in Daniel chapter 2. Now, we're back to the detective work. You will not find in one chapter, in one verse, in one book, all the information God has for you regarding any subject, any doctrine. And it certainly is the case regarding the second coming. You've got to search the scriptures, Jesus said. The scriptures. Verse 44. Here we are at the end of the description and explanation of this image that Nebuchadnezzar had seen. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. The kingdom that God is going to set up here in this verse is not the gospel era. There are many who say it is. That's what it means. That's what it means. When God sent out the apostles, he was setting up the gospel kingdom. That's not the gospel kingdom set up here. Why? Well, it says in verse 44, it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Mm-hmm. Nowhere in the teaching of the apostles do you find any antagonism toward the governments of the day. Mm-hmm. You're to honor Caesar, not do all you can to bring him down. You're to pray for kings and princes and rulers, not get together and conspire against them. Pentecost did not bring an end to the kingdoms of this world. But there's a day coming. A day coming when God is going to set up a kingdom that will consume the regimes of men on the earth. And that kingdom will be set up in the days at the end of the prophetic development of this image seen by Nebuchadnezzar. The very end. And what was the end? You had the gold, you had the silver, you had the brass, you had the iron, and then right at the bottom you had the iron and clay, the 10 tools. 10 kingdoms. And it's within the context of the last of these great empires that you have these 10 kingdoms. So that the Roman Empire will, in its final manifestation, be seen as 10 kingdoms. And those 10 kingdoms will be within the territories of the old Roman Empire. And as Mr. Tom says, Scotland wasn't in the old Roman Empire. You go to Hadrian's Wall if you're in the north of England, and you stand at the ruins, and that was about the limits of the Roman Empire. on mainland England, Britain. Rome undoubtedly had an influence in Ireland and traded with Ireland and visited Ireland, but did not rule it. So I don't think Ireland's going to be in the Ten Kingdoms. We'll not be in the Kingdom of Antichrist. Now, we're too close for comfort. You can't be that close to the Antichrist kingdom without feeling something of its influences, but we will not be in it. We'll not be in it. Do we not see those things developing around us? We have been virtually in a united Ireland since 2006. The IRA weren't defeated. They took up residence in Stormont and have been ruling us since that. And don't you think anything to the contrary. I don't care what your political allegiance is. You're a book agent, as they say down in our country. If you think that this country is being run by anyone other than the IRA and its sympathisers. And the EU at this moment is utterly in the camp of Sinn Féin. And they're labouring for a Brexit in which there will be no border in Ireland. Sadly, there's all too many unionists who are taking up the same thing. Oh, we don't want a hard border. I'd love to see a real hard border. That's what I'd love to see. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We're going to see an Ireland becoming more and more united under Dublin rule. I wrote to a man just the other day a little thought, I'll tell you it now, that came into my mind as I was exchanging views with him. God said to Josiah, a faithful king, godly man who reacted in fear and reverence to the revelation of God's word and the judgment that was coming on Judah. And God said, Josiah, because of your repentance, because of your weeping, because of your tears, the judgment that you see in my word, it'll not come in your day. I believe that our forefathers were like Josiah. When they rose up against the Home Rule Bills of 1886 and 1893, I think, and 1912, they cried to God. And I believe God said, you'll not see it in your day. And Northern Ireland was but God in his mercy, staying the hand of Romanism in this island for a time. But I'm afraid that day's up, and popery is gradually taking over again, and republicanism. And it's worse than popery. What's taking over in Ireland is worse than popery, because you have them voting for abortion, you have them voting for sodomite marriages, you have them abolishing blasphemy. You're seeing the spirit of Antichrist forming in our own island here. And the future will see a breakup of the United Kingdom. A further breakup than what we're seeing at present of the United Kingdom. Of that I've no doubt.